Welcome to the Government Technology Insider Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Langan. The signing of the National Defense Authorization Act in December 2023 allocated $886 billion in annual military spending, with a key directive aimed at deploying private wireless networks across military bases to enhance connectivity, security, and operational efficiency. Central to meeting this goal is the integration of fixed wireless access, or FWA technology, which offers flexible high-speed connectivity without the need for costly and time-consuming wired infrastructure. But the question is, how can the military determine the best locations for such connectivity? And in this episode, I sat down with Verizon's Dave Stepp, who's the Associate Director for Federal Connected Solutions at Verizon, and Dale Butterworth, who's the Senior Solutions Partner at Verizon, to explore the importance of site surveys and optimizing FWA deployments. And I hope you enjoy our conversation today. And welcome, Dave and Dale, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Matt. Certainly appreciate it.
Great to be here.
Yeah, likewise. Great to have you both. And let's go ahead and kick it off. So what are some of the unique challenges military bases face today when it comes to deploying wireline networks? And how could FWA technology help to address those challenges? And we'll start with Dave on this one.
Sure, Matt. It's a great question. It's one that we get quite frequently, right? So, you know, there's a lot of challenges that can come up with a traditional wireline network deployment, right? Whether it's you know, cutting up the ground, digging holes, trenching, you pick it. There's so many there. There's the timeline that goes along with a lot of those deployments. FWA has really solved for all of that, right? It's an inherent wireless technology, and it's easily deployable. We can deploy in a matter of days, as opposed to a matter of weeks or months, which a traditional wireline deployment may have taken. We've reached this point where culture and technology have officially merged, right? So where we can use wireless technologies in place of traditional wireline technologies.
All right, great. Thanks. Great insights there. Dale, anything to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, if you think of a military installation and, you know, the buildings are broad and they're far, and if you think how technology evolves, you know, it's extremely costly to go in there and continue to rip up, you know, coax cables or fiber or old, you know, type of connectivity lines, you know. Now you've got fiber, but then, you know, the nice part about that FWA, you don't really need construction cost to deploy connectivity. It's simple and easy and agile.
All right, great. So in your experience, how do site surveys play a role in successfully deploying FWA solutions? And what do these surveys really help to assess? And actually, we'll stick with Dale to start.
Sure. So there's a couple of different site surveys we do. One is just a simple like network analysis. I call it like a desktop survey. You provide us an address or a lat and long, and we can assess what our network capabilities are at a particular installation or at particular buildings. We can then see, you know, like if we need to do a little bit deeper dive, we can see, you know, what azimuth. So, you know, where is that macro cell tower compared to that location? So we can ensure that when we deploy an FWA solution at a particular location, we know that it's going to be getting the best signal as possible with what's ever located at that installation. In more complex scenarios, we would actually do a physical site survey and there, come out there, look at, you know, what type of, you know, what type of factors are going to, you know, either enhance or detract from a good signal being deployed at a particular facility.
All right, great. Dave, anything to add to that one?
Yeah, no, I'll summarize it here real quickly, right? It's basically taking that that traditional wireline experience and taking it to a wireless one, right? You know, all the things that we would do for a traditional wireline deployment, you know, location, you know, factors, you know, environmental factors, all that's considered in this wireless world as well for FWA.
Okay, great. So tell us about the environmental or structural factors that commonly affect FWA signal strength on military bases, and really how do site surveys help identify and mitigate these issues?
Yeah, so kind of going back to what we just talked about before, you know, we can do a simple desktop survey, but we're just, you know, getting a flat plane look at that. So, but everybody knows that there's challenges with networks, especially cellular networks. I mean, it's just radio frequencies going through the air. So anything could affect it, right? Like sunspots, you know, tree foliage, you know, definitely building structure. If you've got you know, concrete walls with steel. And so, you know, in complex solutions, we really need to get on site and take a look and see, you know, what are the factors that are going to be affecting that cell service.
Right. So how do FWA solutions really, when they're paired with 5G capabilities, support mission critical operations? We'll go with Dave on this one.
Sure, Matt. So the capabilities and the requirements, you know, we have to make sure that they're merged together, right? It all starts. It's all based upon the application, right? And that's one of the beautiful things where, you know, with your support teams from Verizon, where we can truly architect these solutions basically from concept all the way through life cycle, right? You know, that's the beauty of being able to take a look at these you know, the application early on. And then we can really dive in and determine what's the mission, what's the speeds that are required for this mission, latency requirements. I mean, you pick it. We're here to address it. We're here to support it, and we're here to make it happen for you.
Okay, great. Can you walk us through an example of a successful FWA deployment on a military base? Like, for example, what is the process for evaluating and seeing a location for FWA prior to installation?
Yeah, so it really depends on what we're trying to solve for. And so it's kind of a backwards process. So in the second part of that, you're like, you know, what's the process for evaluating and selecting a location? You know, so I'll kind of give you an example of how we walk that backwards. And so, for example, military installations with flight line operations, they might have a maintenance warehouse where they just don't have good connectivity there because of, again, we go back to construction cost, you know, costly fiber access, but they still need access, you know, to the internet or to training resources, anything that they might need connectivity for. So they're actually selecting the locations ahead of time. And then what we do is we evaluate, you know, what our cellular service is at those particular like maintenance facilities. And then once we've done an evaluation, it's as simple as deploying. And half of our solutions are simple plug and play, right? So there's not a lot of, you know, professional installs or anything like that. It's a simple deployment. Another use case would be, you know, like exchanges, you know, for the people that do commissaries or the gas stations and stuff that are on there. People that operate those are looking to have their point of sale systems have some type of diversity and backup. And so, again, they're providing their locations because they're already set in stone. And then we just do a simple network analysis just to make sure that we can provide the type of service that they need to have that type of reliable backup for their point of sale systems. Because you can imagine just like, you know, any commercial, you know, gas station or 7-Eleven or like a Walgreens, you know, if their point of sale system goes down, they're out of business and they're losing revenue for that day. It's a little bit different than the military because, I mean, they still want to capture that revenue. But, you know, if their mission is to support the lifestyle of the citizen soldiers and their families on base, they want to make sure that that connectivity is up and running constantly.
So really, when it comes to military projects already in, say, their planning phase, what steps can be taken to incorporate FWA solutions into the strategy? And we'll actually go with Dave on this one.
Sure thing. And I think that's, you know, what Dale mentioned in the previous question is a perfect segue into this one, Matt. So, you know, for projects that are already in the planning phase, right, let's kind of put ourselves in that planning phase mentality here, right? There's already an idea of what's of what we're going with, how we're going to solution this. But, you know, when a wrinkle comes into play, right, this is where FWA can come in and kind of save the day at the very last minute, right? We have solutions that, again, can meet the speeds, the speed requirements, the latency requirements of whatever that application be. And we can fit that in at a moment's notice and be able to keep on timeline and, you know, make sure we're not missing the mission or mission mark in any way.
All right, great. So we're coming up on our last question here for both of you. So when military bases have more complex or, say, specialized connectivity needs, how do evaluations for FWA solutions differ from more standard deployments? And what factors influence the decision-making process in these cases?
One of the things that I like to to focus in on, when we're doing these complex solutions is just reminding our Department of Defense partners that, they need to focus on the operational readiness of the warfighter. Let us do our expertise in and our partners' expertise in finding and crafting and architecting these complex solutions, right? Don't do it yourself. Let the experts do the work. And again, we've got a vast ecosystem that we work with to make sure that we've got a customized, tailored solution for whatever the need actually is.
And thank you, Dave and Dale, for joining us today. And big thank you to our listeners for tuning in. If you're interested in staying up to date on the latest best practices, lessons learned, and proven strategies for leveraging innovative technologies and digital transformation, be sure to visit governmenttechnologyinsider.com. I'm your host, Matt Langan, and until next time, so long.